Kiara's podcast.
Hi, welcome everybody to my podcast about living cheaply. Those of you who have listened to my podcast before already know that I am a huge fan of Jack Monroe, who has not only helped me to learn how to cook, but also to save loads of money when it comes to food. Also, the stuff she makes is really, really healthy. So today, I'd like to give you a summary of Jack's most important tips on healthy, frugal cooking that makes you keep to your budget. Do an audit of everything you have in your fridge, freezer, and store cupboard. Every last scrap of anything counts towards reducing next week's food expenses. You can categorize your food so you know exactly what is at home. Jack recommends folding a piece of paper into four and mark each quarter as proteins, like beans, lentils, meat, fish, or nuts. Carbs, such as potatoes, rice, flour, or pasta. Fruit and veggies, tinned, frozen, and fresh all count. And flavors, salt, pepper, mustard, ketchup, any spices or herbs. Now search online or in cookery books for simple recipes or ideas to use the ingredients that you already have. A bag of flour can be turned into a loaf of bread or simple biscuits. A bit of ketchup can be mixed with the beans and some spice, and you have a very basic chili. You can survive on simple food like this for days. Once you have a rough idea of what you have, and what you might do with it, you can draw up the list of what you need. Give up sticking to expensive recipes. Don't be afraid to substitute ingredients. Use tinned potatoes instead of fresh ones, as they're a fifth of the price. Swap any green vegetables in a recipe for whatever green vegetables you have or can afford. It's also a good idea to look out for cheap frozen veggies in the shops. They're as good as fresh ones. Swap chicken for white beans or beef for kidney beans. Recipes aren't prescriptive, they're rough ideas. Another tip that Jack keeps repeating is, give up eating meat 2 or 3 days a week. Lots of great dishes are vegetarian or vegan, and meat is expensive. So find good recipes for chili or curries. This is all great comfort food, and you won't even notice that something is missing. Why not save up for the occasional high-quality roast chicken and have cheap, tasty vegetarian meals in between? When you go food shopping, check the small print. Buying large amounts doesn't always mean foods are cheaper. Always look at the price per 100 grams, rather than the overall large price printed on the packet, to see which is better value for money. Finally, know which bit of the supermarket is best for each item. For example, frozen berries are around a third of the price of fresh ones and just as good. Believe me, I have followed Jack's advice for a year now and have always reviewed my stock at home before hitting the supermarket, and I have never ever gone over budget again. What a great feeling! Wouldn't you like to try it as well?